With three stores at 174th and Maple and a shop in Fremont, Dillon Brothers has the motorcycle you're looking for. In addition to bikes, they also sell ATVs, side-by-sides, jet skis, and more. Check it all out at Dillon-Brothers.com.
It's NBA Finals. It is the NBA Finals, I think. No, it's not. It's just Kendrick. But it's the Big Three, baby.
It is the Big Three. Maybe they'll have this to be for the lead-in for the Big Three. Gus Johnson's on the call, by the way. Gus Johnson.
For the bit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's Gus Johnson and Jim Jackson on the call.
Okay.
Yes, Gus Johnson is on the call for the Big Three. Like, you're going to hear, like, Iverson, rising fire, pure! I mean, you're going to hear that.
Oh, I'm psyched now.
You are going to hear it.
I was only intrigued before.
But now you're psyched.
I'm psyched.
Yeah.
That's quite a jump.
Told you.
Quite a jump.
I told you. I'm excited about it, too, man. I'm going to check it out tonight. There's no question about that. Speaking of basketball, I saw this, and I've always thought about this. The state of Wisconsin added a 35-second shot clock for high school basketball in that state. Like, and it was brought to a vote last Thursday, and it was approved across the state. And this is something I would love to see done in the state of Nebraska. I guarantee if you ask Greg McDermott and Tim Miles and Darren Hansen, they all would say yes, yes, yes.
Yes, we can.
I think the pros far outweigh the cons for adding a shot clock. The game of basketball is meant to be played with an intelligent, fast-paced aggression. Not stalling, not holding the ball. Nobody wants to see a 90-second possession. And they're still swinging around the perimeter inside, kicked it back out. They're going to pull it out, set something back up. Left side now into the baseline, swing it up to the top of the key. Going to pull it back out here, swing it around the corner, and they're taking their time. Now they're getting the instructions. Like, no, it's not basketball. Nobody wants to see that stuff. The players don't want to play that way, and I'd imagine 99% of the coaches don't want to coach that way. The coaches that do, do it out of necessity. They maybe are so outmatched that they got to slow the game down and to even have a prayer. And implementing a shot clock would increase the pace and flow of the game. It would increase aggression. You'd have more possessions. To me, all that is good, good, good. Literally, the only cons are, number one, it would probably be decently expensive to add a shot clock to every single high school gym in the state. And maybe most importantly, it could be challenging to find someone who knows how to run a shot clock. No, that's not like running a shot clock's not necessarily the easiest job to do. I had to do it a few times at Creighton practice when I was a GA. It was way tougher than I thought it was going to be. And anyone that goes to high school games knows that sometimes it's challenging just to get someone who can operate the scoreboard. It's hard to find a scoreboard operator that knows what they're doing. Now you'd have to find a shot clock operator on top of that. That could be kind of hard. And it'd be, you know, like, you wonder, like, is it just going into effect for varsity? Is there still no shot clock for JV? Like, you wonder how that would work. But to me, in spite of all of that, I still would love to see a change in the state of Nebraska. I think overall, it would be great for the game. But I will say this. The gap, the separation from the good teams to the just okay kind of bad teams would get even bigger if you would add a shot clock. There would be far less upsets in high school basketball, in my opinion, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. And the chances of a middle-of-the-road Class A team beating Central or South or a top team would decrease dramatically if you'd implement a shot clock. Just because I've always felt, I mean, shot clock, talent, the talent level on a team really reveals itself with a shot clock. Because think about how much, when you watch a college game or an NBA game, how many times guys have to make late clock incredible plays, one-on-one jumper, drop pass, step back, floater, like happens quite a bit. And so I think the gap between the top teams and the middle to the bottom teams would only increase. But that's fine with me. The game of basketball isn't meant to be played super duper slow and not aggressive. So I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. But if you're asking me, I'd vote yes for adding a 35-second shot clock for high school basketball in the state of Nebraska. Wisconsin's already doing it, and they've slowly started to do it a little bit more across the state. You know, earlier today we were talking about, because Saturday was just a travesty with the home plate umpire Greg Street for that LSU-Oregon State game. And to me, we have the technology to make something more accurate and more efficient, and I don't understand why we're hesitant to use it. I would be in favor of moving towards electronic balls and strikes being called, where there's a great piece on Real Sports where they have software that basically from the high center field, it shows where the strike zone is, and you have an automated ball or strike, and it's more accurate than a human calling balls and strikes. And so I would like to see it. To me, it's just like GPS. It's like GPS. It's like, do you want GPS or do you still want to have to pull over and ask some local gas station attendant where the directions are to that? No, of course you want GPS because it's more accurate and it's more efficient. And some people say, human error and the human element has always been a part of the game. Well, the reason it was a part of the game is because we didn't have any other option. Now that we have advancements in technology, we have that the whole in and out camera thing we see with watching tennis. We now have instant replay to show if a player was out of bounds in football or if a catch was made in football. We wouldn't say, no. We don't want a replay. We don't want to make things more accurate if someone was in bounds or not. Why the hell not? If you have the opportunity to get something right and get it more accurate, do it. And I don't think you would, it's not like you'd be doing away with home plate umpires. They still would be there. You need someone to keep the game moving along, and you still need someone there to call plays at the plate. Aaron emails in and says, talking about robot umpires, said, do you think taking away the ump ball and strike calls hampers the game experience? Think about going to a baseball game without hearing the strike is a little disheartening. Also, less ump coach arguments and strikeout calls, I think it takes away from the entertainment experience, but the trade-off of more accurate calls may be worth it. Interesting topic. I always enjoy listening to the show. You do a great job. Thanks. That's from Aaron. I still think, here's the thing is, I still think what you would have is, I think the way they did it in this Real Sports piece I saw on HBO was they had a light, like if this umpire could see a light, and if the light flashed red, it was a strike, and the light flashed another color, it was a ball. But you could certainly create some sort of earpiece in the umpire's ear where someone would just basically tell them ball or strike, and he could still, you know, if he wanted to add the Leslie Nielsen theatrics of like, strike, like you can do that. But it's being called by a more accurate machine than we have with the human eye. And the thing about it is, and like I said earlier, I think calls like pass interference or holding or a foul in basketball, those are a little subjective, right? I mean, they're a little subjective. There's some gray area with calling pass interference or holding or all that stuff. But I view calling balls and strikes as more concrete, black and white. I view calling a ball and a strike more along the lines of a player being in bounds or out of bounds. Like you can set the strike zone and see if the ball hit the strike zone or not. So I just think, unfortunately, it was a bad look for college baseball over the weekend. I mean, in a winner survive in advance, winner goes to the championship series. Unfortunately, the story of the game kind of became how bad is this umpire behind home plate rather than the amazingness of LSU taking down Oregon State for the second time in a row, a team that had lost four games all year and punching their ticket to the championship series. I just think we have the opportunity to get things more right, more accurate, just like with GPS as opposed to asking the gas station attendant for directions. I don't know why we wouldn't want to pursue that. That's just me. 402-951-1620. Take a break. I'll ask Verzes. Verz is a baseball guy. What he thinks of this. Also talk to Verz about Friday Night Lights Camp. 6,700 fans came to the camp on Friday night at Memorial Stadium. Just amazing. catch up with Burrs when we come back.